This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, August 4th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 40%. That's the percent of new couples who met online, according to a 2019 study out of Stanford University. Online dating apps, though, are struggling to return to pre-COVID levels of activity. On Wednesday, Match Group released disappointing second quarter results, and investors swiped left. You knew that was coming. Shares of Match, which operates Tinder, OkCupid, and Hinge, fell 17.5%. The outlook doesn't look so rosy either. Match CEO Bernard Kim, in a letter to shareholders, wrote that future revenue growth is, quote, below our original expectations. He also says a strong dollar has cut into the company's profits. Match says it has reduced hiring plans for 2022 and cut back on marketing expenses. Match projects third quarter revenue of $790 to $800 million. That's well below consensus estimates at $885 million. The next number up is $23,500. That's around where a single Bitcoin was trading yesterday, up from a low of below $18,000, but still well off its high of over $68,000. Most of that Bitcoin trading in the US is unregulated. But on Wednesday, a bipartisan group of senators released a bill to regulate what it calls digital commodities, naming specifically Bitcoin and Ether. The bill would give the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, new powers to police trading of the cryptocurrencies. It would require platforms such as Coinbase and FTX to register with the CFTC and take steps to protect consumers and prevent market manipulation. The platforms would pay fees to the CFTC to help fund the agency's increased responsibilities. The bill is being led by Senators Debbie Stabenow and John Boozman, who are the senior members of the Senate Agriculture Committee, which oversees the CFTC. That gives this bill more weight than prior crypto regulation efforts and makes it more likely to become law. Stabenow said the bill identified Bitcoin and Ether specifically because the SEC in the past had stated that those tokens are not securities. As such, the new bill defines those two cryptos as commodities. Popular trading platform Coinbase seems pleased with the new development. In a tweet, the company's chief policy officer praised the bill, saying it would offer, quote, regulatory clarity. Coinbase shares ended the day up 20%. Our last number is 23%. That's how much Uber's stock has risen over the past 2 days. On Tuesday, the company released better earnings than expected, and on Wednesday, three analysts raised their outlooks for the stock. Uber's revenue grew by 105% year over year in the second quarter to $8.1 billion. That topped estimates for $7.4 billion. Rides grew 27% on an annual basis to 1.87 billion trips. For the first time, the company also became cash flow positive, posting $382 million in free cash flow. MKM Partners analyst Rohit Kulkarni said Uber's results were particularly impressive given economic headwinds like rising inflation and a poor demand outlook. He raised his target for Uber stock to $40 from $32. Another analyst, Doug Anmuth from JP Morgan, said the latest news from the company made him more confident about the supply of drivers, the generation of free cash flow, and the transition toward consistent profitability. And that's Numbers by Barron's for August 4th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.